by the 18th of May, over 800,000 accounts had gone past their pay-by date. And when you consider that the billing period wasn't precise at this stage, I would say we're heading east for over a million people who will refuse to pay the water charges.
Now, you're categorising that as 800,000 to a million people who are refusing to pay. Could a substantial proportion of that not be people who've sort of got the bill over on a pile in the corner of the kitchen and haven't gotten around to it yet?
Well, I'm sure that's probably what Irish Water are hoping and what they will actually be saying. But, you know, they put a date on the bills that they wanted the bill paid by. People haven't done that. And I think a lot of people were holding back, wanting to see whether people would actually pay. And it's obvious now that very many people have decided that they're not going to support this Irish Water and they're not going to pay the water tax. And I think it's now that people need to gather strength from these figures and continue on with the boycott to ultimately defeat Irish Water.
Have you managed to get a county-by-county breakdown as to where the bills are being paid and not paid?
No, it's extremely difficult to get the figures from Irish Water, and it actually those figures announced today in the Dáil came from a Freedom of Information request by Paul Murphy, TD. So it's very difficult to get them to actually release what figures they have, and I say they definitely won't want to see a county-by-county breakdown.
Your belief would be that if they did have one, Donegal's non-payment percentage would be quite high?
I think so, Donald, because there's no doubt that there's been a huge campaign in Donegal against the water charges and very heavily supported campaign as well. And I think Donegal certainly would be up there with the highest figures in the country for non-payment.